Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, this interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in with the postseason beginning for the Pella girls basketball team with head coach Blaine Forsythe. The Dutch are 12-9 at the end of the regular season and have themselves a fairly familiar matchup. In fact, if you were listening 2 years ago, you probably heard this, or 3 years ago, whatever it was, two seasons ago, Pella taking on Ballard. It was a 62-58 win 2 years ago in this exact round on the Saturday of state wrestling. Coach, a rematch from a couple seasons. Your thoughts about where the girls are at after a week away from competition and getting ready for tonight's matchup?
Yeah, you know, we were, you know, the week off is always good. I get a chance to kind of focus on ourselves for a little bit and get a little bit of extra rest, you know, just with injuries and sicknesses and all those kind of things. So we definitely benefited from that. You know, we're able to keep practices fairly short and crisp and kind of get in and get out and take care of those kind of things. But the girls have responded with a great week of practice, great week of preparation for Ballard, and definitely looking forward to that opportunity to play them.
The Bombers coming in at 9-13. They were the fifth place team in the very deep Raccoon River Conference, and have had kind of an up and down season. I mean, when you're 9-13, that's what it tends to be. But they've had some pretty impressive wins, maybe some head scratching losses in there. It feels like, just on my initial scout, and you have a little bit more than I do, a team that's maybe a little hard to read. One that can play extremely well some nights, and other nights find themselves on the wrong night of the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know, like you said, Andrew, they do have a couple really good wins. Have a, you know, a couple common opponents, but they're a deep team. They play 10 girls against Fort Dodge, and in some of their other games, they were 5-in and 5-out. Kind of an upperclassman, sophomore, junior group, and then a group of 5 freshmen come in. So they do similar things, have similar strengths, but kind of. You know, we'll play their full court 2-2-1 box press and then drop down to a 2-3, and both groups do that. So, you know, a scout as far as kind of what they're trying to do on the defensive end is consistent. But when you have 10 players on the court, it's tough to kind of know which players are going to show up for them. They're super balanced. And have, you know, a number of girls who have taken a lot of shots. So it's not just one player you're focusing on. It's making sure you know what each of their players are going to do and what their strengths are, and try to get them to kind of that second or third move that maybe they're not as comfortable with in a game setting.
Yeah, statistically, no scorers in double figures for the Bombers, but 8 players who average at least 2.5 points per game or more. And you alluded to it a little bit. How difficult is that for you defensively, knowing you play man-to-man, but a lot of your scouts this year have revolved around an elite key player? They don't necessarily have that, but they do, as you mentioned, have a lot of balance.
Yeah, you know, that depth is, you know, something that we try to utilize on our team to try to wear teams down. You know, use our 8-9 person rotation and kind of get in the full court. So it's just going to be a little bit different look. You know, they're consistent of who their 5-in and 5-out have been. So each group, we kind of know who their go-to players are and their strengths and weaknesses. But our girls have had a great week of prep. You know, our scout team have, a couple of them have been doing double duty of trying to replicate 2 different players, and have just done a really good job of that. So we really appreciate their effort and their attention to detail, in kind of replicating what Ballard wants to do. And our, you know, our girls that are kind of in that rotation role have really executed well and are kind of picking up on some of the tendencies that they go towards.
Here with Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, previewing tonight's regional semifinals matchup. The Dutch are hosting Ballard, 6:30 pregame on our airwaves, 7:00 for the kickoff. Tickets available online. And one of the interesting pieces, too, is they seem to be not only low scoring, but their games overall are about 10 points per game lower than yours. And why I bring that up is it feels like one of the challenges for your girls to overcome may be the fact that Ballard doesn't want to play particularly up and down. Not that we maybe have done as much press or run and gun as we have in recent seasons, but how do you see the girls adjusting to the game flow, knowing that the final score, at least based on the stats coming in, probably finds itself landing with the winning team in the 40s?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Ballard wants to press and then play their 2-3 zone, and they will try to push it a little bit. But you alluded to it in, you know, a little bit before of just how deep that Raccoon River is. And so to be able to put up that many points against some really quality opponents, you know, a number in the top 15, it can be really challenging. But for, you know, for our girls, it was fortunate kind of there at the end of the season, we had some of those kind of grinded out games, lower scoring games, you know, games that can be a little bit frustrating to coach in, but you look back on it, you watch it and you look at the stats and it's like, oh, we actually, you know, shot pretty well, or, you know, didn't have as many turnovers as you kind of thought in the flow of the game. So our girls have kind of seen a lot of the ways to win in those close games and sometimes lower scoring games. You know, but we kept talking about at the end of the season too, if we, you know, when it comes postseason, you don't really care how it looks at the end as long as you're the ones that are coming out on top. And our girls will rise to that challenge and we'll be ready to go and have a really good focus going into tonight's game.
And how is the confidence of this team? I think knowing that there was a lot of ups and downs and with injuries, that the girls had to kind of overcome some things and then had some pretty quality wins to end the season, in particular at Indianola and at Pella Christian. Even doing so shorthanded with Cameron Long likely returning at least to the rotation tonight, how much of a confidence boost was that heading into the end of the season? And how much do you think that's going to play into where the girls have mentality-wise tonight, knowing it's a fresh bracket, but also that they can win a close, tight game like that?
Yeah, you know, I think our girls are playing with a lot of confidence, and, you know, credit to their kind of their focus and their attention to detail and their grit and the fight that they play with, their energy each and every night, because it's been waves this year. But, you know, I think in the last, probably since the Pella Christian game, we've really played with a lot of great energy and a lot of great focus. You know, we're a team that kind of switched up our starting lineup throughout the season due to, you know, some injuries, some sicknesses, some matchup pieces. And, you know, we've been able to have that kind of consistent one, you know, here moving forward, and our girls have really bought into their roles kind of as we've gotten to the end of the season. So, you know, I think our girls are playing with as much confidence as they have all year. You know, practices have been crisp. We've been, you know, really paying attention to the details and getting after it on the defensive end and making sure that's our focal point, because we know when we're playing really good defense, that's going to lead to great possessions on the offensive end.
That's Pella girls basketball coach Blaine Forsyth previewing tonight's matchup, Ballard and the Dutch at Pella High School. 7 o'clock first tip. Our pregame coverage starts at 6:30 on Pella Dutch Live and on 92.1 KRLS. Blaine, appreciate your time, and we'll see you after the game.
Thanks, Andrew.